Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs 28. We'll be reading from the New Living Translation. The wicked run away when no one is chasing them, but the godly are as bold as lions. When there is moral rot within a nation, its government topples easily. But wise and knowledgeable leaders bring stability. A poor person who oppresses the poor is like a pounding rain that destroys the crops. To reject the law is to praise the wicked. To obey the law is to fight them. Evil people don't understand justice, but those who follow the Lord understand completely. Better to be poor and honest than to be dishonest and rich. Young people who obey the law are wise. Those with wild friends bring shame to their parents. Income from charging high interest rates will end up in the pocket of someone who is kind to the poor. God detests the prayers of a person who ignores the law. Those who lead good people along an evil path will fall into their own trap, but the honest will inherit good things. Rich people may think they are wise, but a poor person with discernment can see right through them. When the godly succeed, everyone is glad. When the wicked take charge, people go into hiding. People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy. Blessed are those who fear to do wrong, but the stubborn are headed for serious trouble. A wicked ruler is as dangerous to the poor as a roaring lion or an attacking bear. A ruler with no understanding will oppress his people, but one who hates corruption will have a long life. A murderer's tormented conscience will drive him into the grave. Don't protect him. The blameless will be rescued from harm, but the crooked will be suddenly destroyed. A hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasies ends up in poverty. The trustworthy person will get a rich reward, but a person who wants quick riches will get into trouble. Showing partiality is never good, yet some will do wrong for a mere piece of bread. Greedy people try to get rich quick but don't realize they're headed for poverty. In the end, people appreciate honest criticism far more than flattery. Anyone who steals from his father and mother and says, "What's wrong with that?" is no better than a murderer. Greed causes fighting. Trusting the Lord leads to prosperity. Those who trust their own insight are foolish, but anyone who walks in wisdom is safe. Whoever gives to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to poverty will be cursed. When the wicked take charge, people go into hiding. When the wicked meet disaster, the godly flourish. Once again, that was Proverbs 28 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Wisdom is more than knowledge. It is making choices to lead a godly life. The godly are bold, from what we just read in verse 1, and a moral nation is strong, referenced in verse 2, because godly people understand justice, written in verse 5. Being godly doesn't mean you are perfect, but that you know how to say when you were wrong, alluded to in verse 13. Godliness means you are generous with money, mentioned in verses 8 and 27, honest, in verses 6 and 23, hardworking, spoken about in verse 19, trustworthy, also in verses 20 and 21, humble, from what we heard in verse 26, and not greedy, cited in verses 22 and 25. To live out these character qualities, you have to stop doing what is easy and make the hard choices to follow Jesus, even when it is tough. It is hardest at the beginning, when you are carving a new, godly habit into your life. As you continue, though, there is joy, satisfaction, and the peace from knowing you have done what is right. Most of all, these choices grow you closer to Christ. He is the source of overflowing joy. Why is there spiritual decay in our country? One of the main reasons is that Christians have not lived out their calling to invite others. Less and less percentage of the population goes to church on a regular basis now, between 18-30%, depending on the study. We are frustrated that people don't think like Christians, because they aren't practicing Christians. One of our jobs as believers is to be good citizens, encouraged in verse 7, help those in need, instructed in verse 27, empower those who love God, taken from verse 28, and work against greed, paraphrased from verse 25. But our biggest job is not just citizenship, it is evangelism. People need Jesus, He is the cure. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Which new habits is God asking you to add into your life? Which bad habits do you need to cut out of your life? Who can you begin a spiritual conversation with this week or invite to church? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.